Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast. A podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. As I promised in my last episode, I will talk about half marathons today. Well, some want to run a sub 2 hour half, some a sub 1:45. And of course, there are even a lot of faster runners who have other time goals. But today I'm gonna focus on sub 2 and sub 1:45 half marathons. But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. I know, if you want to run a sub 1:45, you need to be 15 minutes faster than those who want to run a sub 2 hour half marathon. But still, when it comes to training, there are not much differences. Well, the biggest one will be the speed of your training runs. But the training structure itself is not that different. That's why I decided to talk about these two time goals in one episode. Now, before you consider to start training for a sub 2 hour half marathon, you should be able to run at least a 50 minute 10K. As I explained in my previous episode, you need to have a certain aerobic threshold pace, a pace you can sustain for about an hour, in order to train for and run a sub 2 hour half marathon. And if you want to break 1:45, you should be able to run at least a 47 minute 10K. A half marathon is a long distance event, and you need to run it below your threshold pace so you don't burn your glycogen too soon in the race. And since it's gonna last for a while, you also need to take care about your fueling during the race itself. With the glycogen you will have stored in your muscles before the start, you're not gonna get to the finish line. Your muscles will burn it about halfway through the race. In the later stages, your heart rate will go up, and probably you'll be running at or above your aerobic threshold pace. Therefore, it's important to start fueling as soon as possible. Another thing you should be able to do before you start with half marathon training is to run at least 14 kilometers at a pace about 1 minute slower than target race pace. So if you are aiming for a sub 2 hour half marathon, that would be 6 minutes 30 per kilometer. And if you're aiming for a sub 1:45, that would be exactly 6 minutes per kilometer. On to the training structure. As I said in the beginning, the training structure for a sub 2 hour or sub 1:45 half marathon is not that different. The biggest difference are the paces you'll be running at and the longest long run you'll do during your training block. For both time goals, the half marathon specific training should be from 8 to 10 weeks, not longer. In the first few weeks, almost no speed work, just slowly building up the volume, and then in the last 6 to 7 weeks, specific half marathon workouts. Half marathon training is much less time consuming than marathon training. The runs are not that long, and it should take you 4 days a week of running to achieve your goal. With mostly 2 workouts per week, 1 easy or recovery run, and of course, the weekly long run. If training for a sub 2-hour half marathon, the longest long run will be 2 weeks before race day, and it should be 18 kilometers long. While the longest long run for a sub 145 should be 24, maybe even 25 kilometers long, 3 weeks before race day. Training plans include 2 types of workouts: interval sessions with shorter repeats up to 2 kilometers that are faster than target race pace, and tempo runs around target race pace that will go up to 12 kilometers if training for a sub 2-hour half marathon, and up to 14 kilometers if training for a sub 145 half marathon. In case you'll be training for a sub 2-hour half marathon, 1 or 2 of the tempo runs will be done in your long runs, not as a standalone workout. And if training for a sub 145 half marathon, you'll have 2 or 3 such sessions. These long run workouts will teach your body to run in the later stages around goal race pace, so you'll know what to expect on race day. Another benefit of these long run workouts is that they are great to practice fueling for race day and running in your race gear and race shoes. By now you probably know, never try something new on race day. As for race day, the best tactic would be to run a slightly negative split, where the second half is faster than the first one, or an even pace, where you run the whole distance at the same pace. But before your race, you should study the course profile. You're not going to find a perfectly flat half marathon, and therefore you need to adjust your pacing strategy according to the profile of the race. Even look for sharp turns, they will probably slow you down a bit. So when setting up your race plan, consider all of this. Now, most bigger half marathons have pacers for 2 hours and also for 1 hour and 45 minutes. They are experienced runners that will run the race as even as possible, but a bit faster. The 2-hour pacers, probably around 1:58, and the 1:45 pacers, probably around 1:43. If you feel comfortable enough, stay with them from the start. I mentioned fueling earlier. If it's not too hot outside, water stations on the course should be enough for drinks. And if you take a gel before the start, one around the 6K mark and another one around the 12K mark, that should be enough to get you to the finish line. Now, you can go for another gel, but not later than at the 16K mark. Because it takes about 15 minutes for the glycogen to get into your system. So if you take a gel after that point, it will not benefit you much. Also keep in mind that our bodies can digest around 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour. And if the gels you use have 30 grams of carbs, it means that with two, you should get safely through. Hopefully, you now got some insights into sub 2 hour and sub 145 half marathon training. If you want a generic training plan, you'll find a free one that works on the runandsmile.net webpage. I'll leave a link to the page in the description of this episode. However, if you're looking for a more personalized training plan, don't be shy. Reach out to me over the contact form on the webpage, and together we will put up a training plan that will get you there. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!